Texte numéro 98. Women scientists must speak out. Despite decades of awareness, science is still inherently sexist. Women are vastly underrepresented in professorships and in national academies worldwide. This is a familiar problem, but less highlighted is how the discrepancy plays out in the public arena of science, the media. Male science pundits dominate television, radio, and print, including the pages of opinion and comment in this journal. This imbalance cannot simply be explained by the shortage of female professors. So, what is behind this effective invisibility of women scientists in our media? And why does it matter? Many people think that women themselves are to blame for the male-dominated media in science and other subjects. Women, who often bear the brunt of domestic obligations, are said to have less time than men to participate in activities outside their work. And female colleagues tend to say that they do not feel eminent or qualified enough to comment. Perhaps this points to a question of confidence, one that does not seem to bother most men. Women may also be uncomfortable with the violence of conflict and debate. This still cannot explain the near total absence of women pundits. Sexism must be responsible too. A prominent television producer once refused to put a colleague on screen because he said people wouldn't swallow science offered from a young blonde girl like her. In group discussions, I find that women are often talked over by men as if they weren't even in the room, whereas men are more likely to let other men finish their sentences. Given this bias, I understand why many women might prefer not to get involved. Yet there are positive steps that women scientists can take to increase their visibility in the public arena. First, and most importantly, women need to speak up. From speaking out at seminars, I found it natural to progress to media work, which is challenging and enjoyable, and improves your powers of analysis and persuasion, skills that are useful for all scientists, regardless of sex. Second, keep in mind that, to the media and its audience, you don't have to be an eminent professor to have a valuable opinion. Any PhD student or postdoctorate is miles ahead of the public in terms of scientific knowledge. It is important to participate, because if we scientists aren't ready to step into the gap at short notice, the press may choose someone who isn't qualified at all. A real problem when the story is about homeopathy or other quackery. When it comes to controversial issues such as climate change, childhood vaccinations, or genetically modified food, we need as many people as possible to hear and engage with our arguments. Women should stand shoulder to shoulder with their male colleagues to make this happen. Adapted from Nature, July 2011.